This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype in here to join us. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So in the first hour of the show, we did talk sort of off and on about both cryptocurrency and different types, and then also Vermont legalizing cannabis. We knew it was coming. We talked last week about what the bill would entail, and in short, it does allow adults over the age of 21 to possess up to an ounce of cannabis with no penalty, so it is now legal to do that. And I believe it's up to 5 grams of hashish and concentrates. Also, there's some sort of provision, I believe, for edibles. I don't know what that is offhand. And there will be no legal retail sales at this point, but it also remains to be seen what kind of interesting schemes the entrepreneurs will come up with to kind of skirt around that, as we saw with Maine after they legalized it with a vote, a ballot initiative back in 2016.
Right, because you do a club, you know, a marijuana club that had leather seats and, you know, these sorts of things. You could bring your own alcohol or whatever and just hang out and smoke there and just have a membership to the club. Who knows?
Right, yeah. Or, you know, you get free marijuana in return for your club membership. Or in this case in Maine, it was a delivery service. We'll deliver you a half ounce of marijuana for free, but you just have to pay a delivery fee. So the marijuana is free, but the service of sending a guy on a bicycle or a car or whatever to your house, not free. So that's one way around it. Although, as Daryl was pointing out, I think previously, some states have written laws to where doing that sort of, we give you a free bag of pot when you buy this $60 right. pencil, that's illegal in some places. So again, we'll see how that all kind of shakes out.
Free pot when you buy this bag.
This baggie, exactly.
$60 baggie.
So, well, you know, like I said, we'll see how that all kind of shakes out now that the law has been, or the bill has been signed into law there. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I did just find out, according to Huffington Post, a little bit more about the legalization measure. We'll share that with you in moments. But let's go first to Ricky. He's on the line in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Thank you there, Brother Ian. I really appreciate that. Brother Mark, it's so good to hear your voice. I missed you.
Thank you, Ricky.
Aww. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Certainly. Well, you know, I happen to be sitting here and somebody just called me out.
Yeah, I figured. You
know, yeah, I think it's kind of pathetic. Rudy. I've heard Rudy's calls. You know, I'd like to know what the hell's wrong with my calls. You know, I stand up.
They're incoherent most of the time. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's your fault, but I mean, it's just the truth.
Well, I know whose fault it is. It's the people, you know, who are wishy-washy. You know, the problem is, I see, it's the unprincipled libertarians. I went a long time ago and I said what was wrong with the Libertarian Party. You know, one thing we totally agree with is on that, Ian. You know, you have people, look at this guy from California.
What do we agree with?
Well, the problems with the Libertarian Party. I mean, we talk people that they say they're libertarians. Look at this, look at the stuff that went down with Santorum. I'm from Pennsylvania.
He's
you guys
not a libertarian.
Of course he's not, but you know what the funny thing is? I knew that. The question
he's never claimed to be a libertarian.
No, but see, I remember here in Pennsylvania, in fact. You can laugh.
I'm talking about incoherence, Ricky. I mean, you say one thing about libertarians, and then you bring up Rick Santorum, who in no way is a libertarian.
I remember the reports here in Pennsylvania a few years ago where he's all of a sudden going to take his stance, where he's going to be different than what he is.
Was he from Pennsylvania, that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, see, I don't know anything about him. All I know
That's why Ricky obsesses on him, because he's from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
All I know is we chased him down and gave him a good confrontation when he came here in 2012 for his presidential campaign. We got some pretty epic video of us asking him if he's ever Googled himself.
Well, as far as goes, I mean, if Rudy wants to call out Ricky from the Commonwealth and say he's such garbage, you know, he's incoherent and all that, I made some
I said that.
Oh, you said that,
yeah.
Ian.
Yeah.
Well, here's what garbage is. I'm going to tell you exactly. You know, the fact is, you know, people have got to check more into things. They don't pay enough attention. You know, I do not tolerate a company that uses tactics like I talked about the other night with Discord. The fact is, I won't use their service. They can trash me all they like. Them.
Discord has not been trashing you.
Discord is
the programmers of Discord don't even know who you are, Ricky.
But the people in the chat room do, and they trash me from dawn to daylight.
I thought you weren't using Discord. How do you know they are trashing you if you won't use the software? You're obviously in there watching.
Well, I can't use the voice chat, but I can use the damn text chat.
Yeah, but we never see you in there. We never see you. We saw you join when you first joined, and then you never came back.
Oh, I sent a message early on.
I want to know what county of Pennsylvania you pick up that accent in.
Well, actually, the fact is I found out where my accent came from. See, I never always talk like this. I mean, it just came one day. See, actually, my accent comes from
He's channeling. He's in touch with the dead, the ghost of Jefferson Davis.
Watching an excessive amount of Looney Tunes in the accent.
Don't bother me, dog. Can't you see I'm thinking?
Thank you, Brother Ian. Yes, it comes from the parts of South Carolina. You know, I was impressed as anybody to see how accurate the accents are on the letters, you know. And it just came one day. It's the power of the spirit, because I stand up against tyranny. I'm not like Rudy, who talk a good
power of the spirit.
You talk like you're from North Carolina and not from the Commonwealth. What does that say about your belief about the Commonwealth?
South Carolina. Now, my ancestry, I looked into my ancestry. I was very shocked at what my ancestors were.
And
I found out that one of my ancestors fought in the Revolutionary War.
For the South? Oh, the Revolutionary War. Okay. It's a different war.
I also found out that one of my ancestors died in West Virginia. He fought for the Confederacy.
Smart boy, got a mind like a steel trap.
My ancestors are Neanderthal, and I don't speak that crap either.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ricky. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Like beating a dead horse. He's got no get up and go.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist, who is in our Discord, by the way, and I've seen him hanging out in the new Twitch channel as well. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I wanted to talk about global warming, because we're all going to die. And I was just reading this article about how
we're all going to die.
Yeah,
that much is accurate, yeah.
I just read this article about both poles have ice growing at record rates. So we've got more ice at the poles than in recent recorded history, and people are complaining that we're putting out too much carbon in the atmosphere.
I certainly haven't heard that. I've heard the opposite of this. This is one of the difficulties with this this whole narrative. There's this pushback on either side, and I don't know. Look, what's the truth?
I definitely don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about either side and poles, north and south. Clearly, this is just craziness. The Earth is flat.
I thought they stopped calling it global warming, like right after they were pitching the global warming thing for a little bit, but then after it got cold, then they said, no, it's climate change, global climate change.
Yeah,
isn't that the new narrative?
Well, global climate change refers to a bunch of different changes. So this much is true, that what we have been told up to this point by the proponents of...
You know it's a lie because it starts with the word global.
So the proponents of anthropogenic global climate change have made predictions up to this point. And many, especially the most loud and boisterous of these predictions, have just not been true. However, that doesn't mean that some of the predictions they're making now couldn't be true, right? Like, it seems pretty obvious when you add carbon dioxide to a model, it does change outcomes. There's no doubt that...
it's only a model. Hang on, yep. Gene. We'll bring you back here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and this is Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here on the radio. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. I'm laughing because somebody named Foghorn Leghorn has just shown up in the on-air call-in line.
Boy!
On the Discord.
I say boy!
We'll go to him here shortly. But you can also get yourself a Blink home security system, and you can get it shockingly affordably compared to some of those wired systems. This one's wireless. And that means that you don't have to run any cables, you don't have to drill any holes in walls or anything like that to get these cameras set up. You unbox them, you pop the batteries in, which are included, by the way, and then you set those cameras up wherever you want to. And the only wire in the system is the power cable that hooks up to the hub. Mark, you've been away from your home quite a bit. You were the first person to install the Blink home security system among the hosts here. How were things while you were gone? Did you keep an eye on Derek while he was in your house, house sitting?
I thought that it was would be inappropriate to just turn on the cameras.
It's a little creepy, yeah.
Take a look at what Daryl's doing. And mind you, the way these cameras work, a light will then begin shining, right?
That's true.
To give me a good view, this LED light will turn on. So Daryl,
you can turn that off.
You could. I don't know.
But if it's dark, do you want to have that?
To be clear, I didn't spend much time thinking about how I could spy on Daryl at my house. But I know that if I turn on the camera, that Daryl would know relatively quickly that I was looking at him.
The overseer has arrived.
And so I didn't do that at all. But I did leave a camera running in a certain spot that would kind of tell me things at different times about what was going on. And what I can tell you is Daryl let the barn cat in at all times of day and night, and she was setting it off all the time. So lots of good pictures of the cat's anus and that sort of thing.
There you go. BlinkProtect.com is where you can get yours. You can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one of those wired cameras. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. It's super easy to get it set up, and that's no exaggeration. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. We go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's talking about the claim of global warming. You say you don't buy it.
And I never have it. But anyway, the article that I quoted about the growing ice caps is newamerican.com, but then I did a quick search, and there's plenty of other places that are also talking about the growing ice cap. So I think it's not disputable at this point. Maybe some people could dispute it, but it looks like it's pretty good science that the ice caps are growing.
But wait,
I hear that that basically the North Pole will be gone in the next decade.
So I guess it depends who you ask. Some people are saying they're going away. Other people are saying the ice caps are growing.
That's the claim here.
What do they think of global climate change in China?
I think nobody over there gives a damn, tell you the truth. But The whole thing is nonsense, and I've said it's nonsense since the beginning, because in the 60s and 70s, I'm a bit older than you guys, they were talking about how all of the pollution we're creating is going to cause this huge ice age, and everybody was concerned about the ice age. Well, then the same scientists later on say, no, it's going to cause the planet to warm up and we're all going to die. And you know what? I've come to the conclusion that there's no way human beings can ever affect the weather on this planet. It's not possible. We could take, in fact, I knew a scientist kid from the University of Nevada, Reno, where I used to work, and I put this question to him. I said, if we took the entire reserves of fuel, coal, oil, everything on this planet and burned it all in 1 year, would we create enough pollution to actually change the climate? And he went back and worked on that for a little bit. And about a week later, he come back to me and he said, no, probably it wouldn't really make much difference. So this whole idea that man would, keep in mind, we're tinier than fleas on this planet. I mean, we're so small that we can't, I mean, there's just no way. We're microscopic on this planet. There's no way that we could ever create enough anything to affect the weather. We could burn every piece of fuel that we got on this planet. And
we ignited every single nuclear weapon that we have in our arsenal.
Yeah, that'll change the weather.
Nuclear and biological are the only two things where we could actually screw things up. But as far as burning fossil fuels, we'll never change the planet. We can't. Volcanoes burn way more
I just disagree. I mean, I don't, you know, at this point I've been inculcated with enough of, you know, claims to the contrary that I don't know. I mean, I just, I can't take what you say there to be fact, Gene.
Since 2005, I've been calling you guys from China.
Yep.
Now, every time I go to China, you've never seen pollution. People in the United States don't even know what pollution is. Even in the 60s when we had some pretty bad smog, we had nothing like Beijing and Shanghai. Those places, sometimes the pollution is so bad, you can't see two city blocks. And I'm not exaggerating here. And yet, somehow, in China, the birds still sing. Every life goes on. The trees still grow. Everything still happens in China, even with all of that filthy, horrible, crappy pollution. There is no way mankind possesses the ability to ever change the weather on this planet, end of story, period. You can't do it. Am I even on? What happened here? Hello? Are you kidding me? Oh, geez.
These personal attacks against me so frequently.
That's cute, Stephen.
Ordered me to give you a cease and desist.
You've actually talked to Ricky. He contacted... Well, you guys were in a conference call once on Skype, right? I already know who you are. It's Stephen in Ohio. I mean, come on.
Steve threw too easy, doesn't it?
Yeah. It was a good try, though. It was cute. I appreciate it. You actually made a new Discord name, Foghorn Leghorn, just so you could call in?
Oh, no. This has existed for the long... This has been here forever.
I have been inculcated by my ancestors, and I created a Discord account accordingly.
I wanted to ask about that. Like, do you... are you guys actually completely against the idea of copyright?
I wouldn't be...
That was a discussion I wanted to have anyway, and I kind of wanted to use the foghorn joke.
The idea of copyright being that somebody should be able to have a production, a thing, a book, a piece of audio, a movie, video of some sort, a piece of
character.
Art, character, and that they should be able to prevent someone else from utilizing that idea.
Well, not just utilizing it, but copying it, too.
And making money from it.
Yeah, things like that. Yep.
That's what you're talking about. Stand by. We'll continue here with that in moments. If you want to talk about intellectual property, cannabis, cryptocurrency, we can talk about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you can jump in the Discord there with... Oh, he's now changed his name. I guess you can just easily change your name because it just changed from Foghorn Leghorn to Stephen from Ohio. I'm learning new things about Discord here. It's
a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or Big Berkey waterfilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up anything. Do want you to know about Zencash. It is one of the newer cryptocurrencies on the scene. Started up in 2017 where they did what you suggested, Mark. They took some of the best technology out there in the world of cryptocurrency, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organization. So they brought in the same tech from Zcash with the zero-knowledge.
Right.
And then they brought in the decentralized autonomous organization like they have over with Dash to help run the governance structure of the currency. And they're doing more than that, though. They're creating a secure platform for money and messages and eventually media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is also a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Because when I first looked at Zencash, I didn't make it easy for them, did I?
Mark? No. You were skeptical on every step of the way. Yeah. You don't like new coins.
I'm not against new coins. I'm just, there's a zillion of them, so what makes this special was, what I wanted to know.
Right, and you were, over time, convinced.
I was, and part of that was actually looking at the white paper where they actually mentioned voluntarism in the white paper, which means that the people who made Zencash are liberty-loving individuals, and that was double confirmed when we actually had one of the founders of Zencash on in one of our after shows to talk about it. He actually appeared last week on The Call to Freedom in a much longer interview. They had him on for 2 hours. So if you want to learn a lot more about Zencash, I recommend checking out The Call to Freedom, I think from Wednesday last week, which you can go check check out at twitch.lrn.fm in the video archive there, or at call to freedom live.com. They do have a podcast there too. Great show. But they really got into it with him and, you know, asked some tough questions. And Zencash got an A-plus rating from Cryptocurrency Check, which is
nice.
Something that one of their co-hosts is operating there. So really, I mean, just a lot of people in the Liberty community very impressed with Zencash. Go and check it out for yourself. I'm not saying it's going to be the number one crypto. I don't know what's going to dethrone Bitcoin. I have no idea. But
Why would we know that?
I don't know those things.
We live in a world where you don't have to pick one, you know, when it comes to cryptocurrencies. And I like this one and have gone so far as to, you know, invest myself.
I took some church Bitcoin and put it into Zencash, actually, after I heard the Call to Freedom interview. So it wasn't right after they bought a sponsorship. It was after I heard even more about it, and I was like, wow, okay, this really is something worth looking at here. Zencash.com. Go check it out for yourself there. As we continue, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We have Stefan in Ohio. He's on actually via our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. You wanted to ask about copyright, and what was the question? Go ahead.
It was like intellectual properties and things because
that's a much bigger conversation. But yes, we can talk about that too.
There's been an argument that's been made that I hear a lot. I'm kind of, you know, neutral on this issue because I haven't decided an opinion one way or the other. But some people have made the arguments like we already have this huge problem with like knockoff toys and things like that that are extremely low quality that are pushed out for a quick buck.
What's the huge problem with knockoff toys exactly?
Apparently, some people say they heavily eat into the profits of people who make the legitimate ones that are actually licensed because they're cheaper.
And that's the real conversation, isn't it, really? Because it's the whole argument is about copyright, right? People talk about copyright.
So that's
really
a patent,
what it should be called is profit right.
The right to make a profit off of an idea.
A profit of an idea, because who cares if someone copies it if they're not trying to sell it, right?
Some people might care about that because the idea would be that if they're not trying
to... Most people would agree, though, that it doesn't really matter. If somebody's going to copy something and not really make a profit off of it, who cares?
Well,
I think that this... I think that when it comes to profit is really the main thing I'd talk about here. If you want to... I think it's really silly that, for instance, a karaoke night at a bar, they put these huge ISCAP EMI fees on somebody who's just going to sing along to the music.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's ridiculous. Now, there's a bit of a profit involved there.
The bar's making money.
Isn't that what most people seem to believe that laws are about is morality, right?
Right.
Even though they're not, and that's kind of a ludicrous thing to actually ever believe. But if you're of that silly mindset, I think that most people, you know, want to kind of have this idea that there's something being protected or some sort of, I guess you're trying to help people take moral actions. And I think the real question comes into place is if someone were to go and blatantly copy something else, like a work of art or something like that, or a book, and then start selling that and putting their name on it when somebody else wrote it and they're plagiarizing something specifically to make money off of somebody else's work, most people are going to say, that's not
scammy,
very
kind of scummy.
Yeah. It's scammy. There's definitely a sort of a moral scammy aspect to all of
this. And that's why people want it to be illegal.
And I would concur from that standpoint. So if I decide to take Tolstoy's War and Peace and slap my name on a Mark Edge and sell it as my own book, I mean, first off, people are going to be confused as to why I would do it. And secondly, they'll be like, some people are going to be outraged and a whole bunch of things are going to happen.
Yeah.
It would be, to my opinion, fraudulent to portray, and, you know, libertarianism is concerned with force and fraud. It'd be fraudulent to portray myself as using that work. However, I would say that if I decided to use an excerpt of War and Peace in my my own book and then discuss that idea in my book, that I shouldn't then have to go to the estate of Tolstoy, Leon Tolstoy, in order to get permission. So
wouldn't that currently be covered under fair use law, though, if you were to use an excerpt?
I can tell you that Vanilla Ice's Ice Baby was not covered under fair use. He had that that baseline.
He had to say Queen.
Yeah, he had that baseline that was very close to Queen's Under Pressure.
It was although a sample, yeah.
He does claim it was his included a doom-doom-doom-doom or something like that, right?
So it's different.
It's great. Look, I love that. But that is... It's certainly a dated song, but that was a great song. Obviously, the man never picked up a nine and shells weren't falling in his life. But nonetheless, it was a great song, and I would hate to think that the world would be deprived of this now dated great song simply because it used a bass line that I think that Ice Ice Baby is a superior song to Under Pressure. I know. That there are Queen fans that are screaming at their
heresy.
Right, heresy, right? I concur with you, but Under Pressure is not Freddie Mercury's greatest work. I don't know if Freddie Mercury did the music composition for Queen. I wouldn't know. But I think he did some great work. I just don't think that Under Pressure is the greatest song.
You think people should be able to use other works to maybe try to, you know, improve upon them without having to go through some rigorous legal process?
Agreed. Now,
I think you should be able to make, you know, like the fan films or whatever, where you're even using the characters from other works.
But what if you make a whole bunch of money like Vanilla Ice did on Under Pressure, Ice Ice Baby? Shouldn't you then give some money back to the band that the writer that created?
I think that's a nice thing to do.
I think you're
obligated to do so.
I don't know what I think on that. I think that
Weird Al, for example, doesn't need. I'm sorry, but like I think a good example of that is how like Weird Al Yankovic doesn't need permission to do his parodies and things
but he does it anyway. And he would. By the way, he also said that Prince never would let him parody one of his songs.
Is that right?
Yeah. Which just says to me that Prince was
a jerk.
The jerk when it comes to this stuff. Because wouldn't the world be better right now if Weird Al had done a spinoff of Purple Rain?
It would be
awesome. You know, with the full-on Jerry Curl and the purple outfit, 6'2", right? Weird Al. I mean, that would be great. And Prince, the dead artist formerly known as Prince, deprived me of that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I can see both sides of the argument. Thanks, guys. I'm going to go join that war against Mark for Queen.
All right. Thank you, Stefan. There's, I think, a lot more to say
he
here.
He actually wrapped a weapon there.
Yeah, that's his thing.
I'm sure he did.
I want to continue this discussion here because the question is, are these copyright holders losing out? Because that's their argument is, we're losing all this money to these people recording our movies in a movie theater and putting it on the internet or, you know, whatever, using my book to blah, blah, blah. So we'll continue. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Or the toys, they're ripping us off, and these Chinese companies.
Live from the Verticorn Studio, this is the call to freedom. If the crypto hour frightens you, my helium, 4-7, here on LRN.FM, we can kill the faucet.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free here to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And in the studio with you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We also have our Discord chat rooms, which are available to you for free at discord.lrn.fm. And that's another way that you can call into the show. That's how Stefan called in. We've got the on-air call-in line room there. All you got to do is join it. And as soon as we notice that you're in there waiting, we'll jump in and you'll be on the air with us about whatever you want to talk about. Now, we were talking with Stefan about copyright. And the claim is, and it was originally about the, like toys, like Chinese ripoffs of toys, for instance. And the claim is that there's all this money that Hasbro, for instance, let's look at Transformers, because I've actually bought, when I grew up in the 1980s, I was a big fan of Transformers. And so I have some from way back when, and they've done reissues since then. So Hasbro, knowing that Transformers are insanely popular, they reissued.
They're not fools.
The original Generation 1 Transformers.
Uh-huh.
And, so if you, like me, when you were a kid, you took them all out of the box and you don't have them in a box anymore. They now sell them in boxes that you can put on a shelf. And so I got some of those reissues, and while I was kind of looking around for Transformers, I found that there were some not official Transformers available, that they looked just like the originals. They appeared, at a glance to be just like the originals, but they were sold for a fraction of the price on eBay, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And they were made in China. And so I figured, I would like to have some Transformers outside of the box, you know, so you put it on a shelf and, you know, if Mark's kid comes over, he can pick it up and play with it, right?
He likes to.
Right.
And it, like, he really bonds with his Uncle Ian surrounding your Transformers. He talks about those things.
Sure.
You keep candy in your cabinet and you've got Transformers, you know, upstairs in your office area, and he likes that.
But he can't play with the ones that are in the box.
No. And I can tell you, it's frustrating for him.
Yeah.
The idea that there, it may be the very same Transformer with which he is playing, but he wants the one in the box.
Well, in this case, I decided to just to see what it was like, ordered some of these Chinese Transformers, and they're fine. You know, like, they're not total crap. They're probably not as high quality as what, you know, Hasbro might crank out. But they transformed, they did what they were supposed to do, and they were a fraction of the cost. Now, the question is Hasbro really losing a lot of money? Because that's the claim, is that, well, because of all these ripoffs out there, we're losing millions or billions of dollars. And the same claim you hear the Motion Picture Association of America making. Oh, because these kids going into movie theaters with a video camera and sitting in the back and recording the screen and putting that on torrents, we're losing billions of dollars. And when you actually look at piracy, for instance, of movies, which is also another term for sharing, when you look at sharing of movies online, you find out that a lot of the people who are sharing these movies would never have gone necessarily to watch it in the theaters anyway. When they do, like, surveys and asking, you know, people. Others use the pirated versions to decide whether or not they want to go and see the movie. So if they like what they see, they then go and buy a ticket. So there's actually an argument that in that case, it can actually spur ticket sales if the movie's good.
Yeah.
Because people want to see it on the big screen. They want to have the full surround sound experience.
And I think that, you know, there you can certainly pick out instances, the big blockbuster movies and these sorts of things. And I think it does take a little bit away from them. In their cases, they have lots of other avenues to make money. And I don't, you know, like, I guess I just don't feel bad. So, for instance, Age of Ultron. Somebody gave me a link to a pirate version of Age of Ultron with, like, Czech
subtitles,
closed captions underneath it. And I watched it through. I went and saw it in the theater. But normally I'll see a Avengers movie two or three times in the theater. I watched it through in the theater one time, and then I watched it two or three times at home, and didn't go and spend $20 or $25 or whatever they would have gotten out of me for going again. So I think it does cost them, but at the same time, it gets me interested in things that otherwise I wouldn't have been interested in. And this is just sort of a reality that we have out there.
Mm-hmm.
Public, you know, government money shouldn't go to police this.
Absolutely not.
This should be something that should be left to the producers to figure out. Many times, I think the most interesting case in recent history is when the macaque took a picture of itself with a photographer's camera. Do you know this one, Ian?
The monkey.
Yes.
Yeah.
A monkey.
Yeah.
Took a picture of itself
using
the camera of a cameraman. And it was a Wikipedia case. The cameraman
was who owns that photo?
Yeah, the cameraman wanted the picture taken off of Wikipedia, or at least wanted photo credit or whatever it was. And Wikipedia says, whoa,
Mamma Jamma,
you didn't take the picture. A court ruled that the macaque could not own the picture, so they had to come down. They had to make a ruling on this ridiculous situation.
Wow.
Well, who did own it? What did the court rule in that case?
That the photographer did.
They ruled in his favor?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, you know, I think it's all very interesting, but this is the ludicrousness that it comes down to, is when you defend intellectual property, you're defending all kinds of weird things. So, for instance, the Star Spangled Banner is a copyright fraud.
Now,
they took the music from an English drinking song and slapped new lyrics on it. Francis Scott Key.
It's okay. There wasn't a copyright then.
Like, it would be interesting to take the same thing with the monkey with the camera, and if it had been done with an ape that has, you know, been taught sign language, and the ape said, "Hey, That's my picture." like they have it on
when
the stand.
When the ape makes a claim.
Yeah.
It actually makes a claim.
It would be a different story. You're absolutely right.
It would be interesting to have an ape take the stand.
But Ian, awesome. If it's legitimate, to say that the song that came out last week by Beyonce, I'm just picking somebody here, is, you know, legitimately copyrighted, then why not Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or Happy Birthday or the Star Spangled Banner? Why do those not enjoy a copyright but the new
Happy
one does?
Happy Birthday for a long time actually did have some severe copyright enforcement.
But this is the thing. This is the weird world that people who believe in copyright live in is that, oh, well, it's okay for this period of time and that period of time. And what they don't understand is that copyright in the world right now is defined based on Mickey Mouse's birthday. That all of it surrounds Mickey Mouse. And, you know, that when he gets too old, they just extend copyright so that somebody can't go out there and make use of Mickey Mouse.
So the other thing I wanted to come back to on the products question is, and it, whether it's rip-off Transformers or whether it's rip-off Louis Vuitton purses or whatever, how many of the people who are buying the rip-off Transformers for, again, a fraction of the cost of what an official Transformer would cost? How many of the people who are buying a rip-off Louis Vuitton purse for a fraction of the cost of what an official Louis Vuitton purse would cost? How many of those people would have bought the genuine article if that was the only thing on the marketplace? I guarantee you, most of them wouldn't do it. These are people who have a limited amount of funds in the first place. That's why they're looking at the cheaper ripoff options. They know they're not buying the real McCoy. They know they're not getting the Hasbro Transformer or the real Louis Vuitton purse. And they're okay with that because they didn't want to buy the real thing. They weren't a target market for the real thing in the first place.
If an idea...
I suspect there's not much crossover.
If an idea is sound, that idea should be universal and everlasting. And if that's the... If copyright is a good idea, if patents are a good idea, if you know, this kind of technology is a good idea...
Why not forever?
Why is the... Why do not we not pay Argon... The ancestors of Argon Tharg, you know, money for the creation of the wheel?
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot defend that, then I don't really understand. Like, please... Explain it to me otherwise.
Let's go to Jason. He's in Florida listening online via YouTube. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. I wanted to kind of comment on the copyright stuff you guys have been talking about because with me, I've had a lot of experience in the past with copyright because I have a lot of friends who are in the film business and stuff like that. And it's interesting to talk about because going on the topic of products and stuff like that, I definitely know where you're coming with how people would want to pay cheaper or pay for a knockoff than the actual thing, you know? And I definitely understand that. But at the same time, I feel like knockoffs at the same time can have their limits. If you get what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, I want you to, if you can, hang on. I want to bring you back here after the news. And
I don't get what he says, but I'd like to hear more.
Yeah, I want to know what he means by that, the limits. Is it because they're crappier quality in a lot of cases? Because that's certainly true of a lot of knockoffs. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and you get what you pay for in many of those cases. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.